Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
We are scrubbing in. Gang's all here once again. Tanya.
Party on, Wayne. My hair is deep conditioning as we speak.
That means nothing to anyone except for us because we see your hair slicked back in a wet bun,
I just want people that are listening to know that, you know what? A modern woman, she multitasks.
Okay. Tanya's deep conditioning her hair. That's where you know where we're at in quarantine with topics to talk about, because that is something she needed you know. Easton.
I just switched to shampooing every other day because my hair is getting really dry. So that's where I'm at.
So maybe you should pop on the deep conditioner and multitask with Tanya.
Yeah.
Share secrets. Mark, in his closet.
I got my hair cut right when this all started, so I'm okay for a little while longer, but it is getting longer than I would like it. But Tanya made a Wayne's World reference, which kind of surprised me, because that's from when she was very, very young.
I used to be like a big Wayne's World fan. Isn't that weird?
Wow, that's random.
Super random.
Wait, what was the reference? I don't even know.
Party on, Wayne. That's what she said. First thing she said.
Party on, Wayne. I'm doing all kinds of weird things. I gave the Shaka the other day. Like, who?
I love giving the Shaka, though.
Like, who does that even? Like, it's not even a thing anymore.
Chill people that want to cut loose. That's
yeah,
who does it.
Yeah, that's right.
I find myself doing that all the time, yeah. Weirdly. Like, someone does something, I'm
Let's
just like,
Let's bring it
gotcha.
Back in 2020.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want in 2020, I feel. After this is over, especially, it's like, or even while this is yeah. happening, do what you want. Throw the Shaka if you need to.
I feel
to.
Like, so we have some good news, and then I have some bad news. So I feel like we should start with the good news. My bad news is relatable.
Okay. Oh, I'm normally a bad news first type of person.
Well, gang, what do you think?
Does it have to do with your cuticles?
No.
I think I know what it has to do with.
It has to do with my womanly parts.
Oh, wow.
A beauty.
Is this bad news for just you or for all of us?
It's just for me.
Okay.
Well, technically, if you've not for you men, but for all of you women who are listening, oh, it is definitely not correct. Good news.
So should I go with the bad news first?
The floor is yours.
I would go with bad news first.
So,
yeah.
I am one of those women who just happens to be prone to urinary tract infections. So I get them constantly, and like to the point where I have a urologist. Like, I am a 32-year-old woman and I go see a urologist because this happens to me all the time. And like, for many years, my urologist used to fight me because he would test me for all these things like STDs. And I was like, yo, I'm not having sex. And he would like fight me on it. He was like, it's okay, you can tell me. And I'm like, I know, it's not like I'm not embarrassed. Like, I just want you to rule that out because it's not possible right now. Do you know what I mean? So anyways, I panicked the other night because I feel it coming on, and I feel it coming on hard and strong to the point where I was like, I think I need to go to urgent care. And I was like, I can't do the morning show in the morning. I'm like having a full on like panic attack. And then I was like, I don't want to go to urgent care because I'm like scared of Corona. And so I'm like, my urologist is at Cedars-Sinai, which is just kind of like a hotbed for Corona right now. So then I like go through that. Like, I'm just having a really like, I didn't sleep the whole night just because my mind was like going through all these things. Cut to, I call my urologist and he's doing like Zoom appointments or whatever, like through some medical portal or whatever. And it was literally like I was like Zooming with my parents. He fully was just like cutting in and out, asking his daughter how to like fix the audio or fix whatever. I was just like, this is literally the most LOL thing ever. Anyways, he gave me my prescription and I thought I was like all good, like gonna go pick up my stuff. And then I called Becca, literally sitting on the toilet. And I was like, I've been sitting on this toilet for 2 hours because it's the only position that makes me feel comfortable. And she answered my FaceTime, which I appreciated because sometimes she likes to ignore those.
No. She called and I didn't answer. I was like, I'm just not. I don't want to. And then she called back and I was like, oh, normally she gets the hint or she'll like text me with a like pouty emoji. So I was like, she is calling back. So I answered and she was in fact sitting on the toilet, but I answered. I was like, what do you want?
She's so mad. And I was like, I understand you're not the FaceTime type. So I only do this in emergency situations.
Okay, that's not true, but I did, like, immediately have sympathy because if you've had a UTI before, it is one of the worst feelings ever. I was like, I get it. Like, for those of you, especially men, who don't experience this, or if you've never had one as a woman, it constantly feels like you need to pee, but you can't.
You don't.
It's, you can't.
And it burns. It feels like knives. So I just like really wanted to give a shout out to women out there who are prone to these like myself, because we really just endure some painful situations. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to anybody that's dealing with that, perhaps at the moment.
What time was this?
At night.
That you FaceTimed Becca?
Oh, like 4 p.m.?
No, it was like 4:30, and she said she'd been on the toilet since 3. So it was a good hour.
I guess my question is, why can't you just call her? Like, do you have to always FaceTime, especially when you're on the toilet? Couldn't you just call her?
I needed her to see my pain.
Okay.
I didn't need to, but I mean, you know, you do what you do in a time of desperation. So, yeah, I mean, great question, Mark. Like, that's my question at all times. Like, why can't we just call? In fact, we even had a business call regarding the good news that we're about to share. And Tanya goes, great, I'll do a group FaceTime via this group chat. And I said, do we have to FaceTime or can this be a phone call? And she goes, why are you so against FaceTime? And then Amy chimes in and goes, I'm with Becca, I don't want to FaceTime. And then Danielle was like, I don't need a FaceTime, we can do a call. And it felt really good to just like,
I dominate. You know what? I was like, fine. And I get it. And I'm trying to be a lot more respectful of the amount that I FaceTime you. But
oh, that's
this
nice
moment, except. I needed you. I needed you.
I know. I felt like I stepped up in that moment, even though I answered not kindly. I was like, I offered to go get your prescription
for you.
I know,
so nice. It was literally so nice.
But are you feeling better?
Night and day. Those medications, man, they really just do some wonders. But it's pretty wild because yeah. I feel like all day yesterday I just did nothing. Like I just couldn't even function because the pain was so gnarly. And so when you start to feel better, it's really like night and day.
I have one more question that's really none of my business, but I'll just say it this way. When a woman is in a new relationship that is achieving certain milestones, a UTI can be somewhat common.
Correct.
And that's the first thing that my brain goes to and that probably a lot of scrubbers' brains goes to. So I just thought I'd say that's what a lot of our brains are going to.
Well,
sex?
I beg your pardon? Well?
Sex?
I have heard that doing that after a long period of not doing that can trigger a UTI. In fact, my wife and I have experience in that area a million years ago. So I just thought I'd say that that's where my brain's going.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because in my notes with my urologist, it does say like not sexually related. Like it's like a bold thing because I wanted him because he kept like throwing out all these STDs. And I was just like, I know what it is. Like, I know what this is. So anyways, during our FaceTime with my doctor, he literally, because I told him, I was like, the situation's different now. I'm in a relationship and, you know, I have a nice partner and like blah, blah. And he literally like said congratulations to me. And like, it was like the funniest. I'm like, my doctors know way too much about like my personal life.
So do the thousands of people listening to this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, your urologist knows no more than what our listeners know. His medical experience really
right.
means
Crystal
nothing.
Crystal Amanzada probably knows just as much or more.
Yeah.
That is so true.
That is so funny. Yeah, shout out to
Crystal.
Crystal.
She had a birthday last week.
Well, it's too bad we're not in the studio because the ding, ding, ding sound effect would be really exciting right now. I think that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I feel very good. I feel in a really good place in this relationship. Committed and I don't want to speak.
Getting UTI.
Committed and UTI prone.
Committed and UTI prone, you know, yeah. We're in this.
The shock mark.
We're in this together, guys.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, truly. It really is the worst, so I'm glad you've got
you
a handle
so
on that.
So with the bad news, let's go with some good news.
So, you know, Tanya and I have attempted... Well, we have attempted it one time to do a like virtual hang/party. And while I wouldn't say it was a great success, I wouldn't say it was a complete failure, but I know that we can do better. And so we've been trying to think of a way, how can we do like a merge of a virtual hangout, like a live, kind of mixed with a live show, kind of mixed with the podcast. And so we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it on
right?
Cinco de Mayo. But instead of calling it Cinco de Mayo, we're going to call it Cinco de Scrubbers.
So basically, we obviously did two shows at the beginning of the year in San Francisco and then LA. And they were so much fun. And we had great big plans of bringing the live show to different cities, and I know everyone was so excited. We obviously can't do that right now, and I think I speak for all of us when I say that we're pretty bummed about that.
But even if we would have been able to, we couldn't have gone to every city that wanted you guys to come to their city. This way, we kind of can.
That is true. So, and the cool thing that we're doing is, we've also been wanting to help out in ways that we can. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do this event. It's going to start at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Cinco de Scrubbers. And you buy a ticket. The tickets are $9.99, and a portion of the ticket sales are going to be donated to charity. And so we'll put the link and all that information like in the Scrubbing and Facebook group, on the Instagram, and it'll be fun. It'll be a fun hang. You pay for the ticket, but it's also going to be a way for us to give back, which is something that we've been wanting to do as well.
And so it's going to be 5 p.m. Pacific time. So it'll be 8 p.m. on the East Coast and then 7 p.m. Central. And then I think they'll be okay at 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. is a little, I'm happy it's 5 for us because I'll be sparky.
Great. We love a sparky Tanya. So we're doing it on a platform called CYA, and it is like an Instagram Live that meets a Zoom that meets Netflix party, which we are all familiar with. We'll be able to chat live with y'all, and then we'll also have celebrity guests. We're going to play Truth or Drink just like the live show. We'll dance and we'll have a Q&A. It's all going to be basically our live show, run of the show. It's just going to be virtual, but it's going to be so much fun because everyone can be a part. So if you are wanting to submit any truth or drink questions for us, which really kills me to give y'all this information, you can submit the questions via email at scrubbingin@iheartmedia.com.
Yeah, and this is kind of cool because it just assures me that I get another FaceTime with you in the next few days. So that's pretty chill. Shaka.
Shaka.
Shaka. Chill. That's pretty stoked on that. So go to the website. We're going to post it on Instagram and the Facebook group, like Tanya said, but check it out. And we're really excited. So hopefully it goes way better than our Netflix.
No, it will. It can't get worse than that. So if you if you enjoyed that, if you had fun at that, this is going to be way better.
Yeah, if you thought that was great, you just wait. Hold on to your
robes,
horses, and your robes.
I'll try to give the link. Although I don't know if this will work or not, but it's cya.live/event/1502.
CYA is like see ya, right?
See ya.
Not like camp. Yes. America or something.
I went to camp. Yes, America 5 years in a row. CYA.live/event/1502. That should get you to where you need to go, but we'll put the link on the Facebook page and that'll be easier.
It'll be in the description of this episode too, so you can just click it right from your phone.
Oh, nice. Look at that. Just Ease. That is the name of us. Ease.
Mm-hmm. When I think of us, Ease.
You just click it here, click it there. It's available for you everywhere.
Oh, wow. What are your thoughts on Gigi and Zayn?
Oh my God.
Pregnant.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't see that coming.
I know. I'm fine. I like them together. Like, I don't have any really strong opinions on them. I really like Gigi Hadid, and Zayn seems great to her. But I wasn't expecting a baby.
I mean, I think that's what happens is these celebrities, they grow up so fast. You know what I mean? So they're 25, but in reality, they're 45 because I feel like they live so much life so quickly. You know what I mean? So I feel like in their minds, they're sure, let's have a baby, you know?
I mean, that's a pretty, I mean, especially from where I'm from, that's a very normal age to have a baby. It's just funny because in my mind, I think of when Gigi first started out and kind of had her rise to fame. She was so young, and I, for some reason, still think of her that age. But when I really think about a 25-year-old, yeah, that's very
but
normal.
Do you know what makes me so mad? Is so I saw all those photos go up for her from her 25th birthday, so cute, party. I looked at all the photos, and I did not notice that this was a gender reveal party because the strings on the balloons of the 25 One of them was pink and one of them was blue. And then like Bella Hadid was posting all of these like presents and stuff. And she put like emojis over the front of the bags. And these like fans found the bags online and realized that the bag said like, hello, can't remember what it was, but it was like, hello, little one, or hello, sun, little sunshine, or something. So it's clearly like for a baby, you know, baby gift. And I'm like, how do I see all this content and not sleuth that hard? Like, how did I miss, once I read the article that somebody found like the strings, I'm like, how did I not see a pink and a blue string? It's very clearly there.
I don't think that it's abnormal that you
missed. No one saw it.
I think that's
somebody saw it
after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, after they announced the baby news?
Yeah, nobody saw that. And there are people that, like, you know, just Jared and these places that get paid money just to sleuth these things. You don't, and they didn't find it.
Wait, I never knew what sleuthing was until I went on The Bachelor and read, like, what people were saying on the message boards trying to figure out who won that season.
Oh, those are my favorite kind of sleuthers.
I was shocked. I was like, I am shocked by the... That's when I stopped reading Reddit threads. It was the first and the last time I could read them because they get kind of not nice.
But it's remarkable what people can pick up on, and especially since social media is so prevalent now, it's like it's just looking at like who's posting with who and who's posting where and that kind of thing. The Gigi Zayn baby gender reveal thing, I want to know, do you think that was like them slipping, like not slipping up, but like hoping no one would notice the like pink and blue strings? Or was that like they're being Taylor Swift and they're putting Easter eggs in there for people to catch later?
I would love to think that they were like Taylor Swift and like gave us some Easter eggs. But I also don't think they were trying to keep it very secret, because I feel like her mom recently came out and said, like, Yolanda said she's excited to be like a grandma and stuff. So I don't think they're trying to like hide it really.
Okay. I just like Easter eggs. I want more of them.
I know, me too.
I know. I like to think it was an Easter egg, Easton. I didn't even know that till Tanya just said that, but I'm going to go with it was an Easter egg for us.
When I saw it, I was like, wow.
Well, and talk about the bag, too. I thought that bag was really some sleuthing.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like the fact that they found the bag like on whatever, Hallmark.com or whatever it is. Like, it's so good. Bella thought she was being all clever, covering it with an emoji.
Nice try.
No. I mean, you got to think, like, sleuthers are the reason why, if you watch that, like, Don't F with Cats documentary, they were sleuthers, and, like, that was some professional work that they did. So, like, respect to the sleuthers out there, because they work hard.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Haley and I watched this movie on Netflix last night. It's called A Secret Love. Have you seen the trailer for it?
I haven't even heard of it.
It's about these two, like, older ladies, like, they're in their, I think, 90s, and they lived their whole life, 65 years of being a couple, and no one knew, because it was, like, illegal, like, you got thrown in jail when they were, like, young, you know, if you were gay, and they kind of talk, and, like, their family didn't know, they just thought they were best friends that moved to the United States, and it was, like, cheaper to live together, and it's, like, it's sad, but they've, like, lived a great life, but the sad part was, like, watching them just get old and, like, have to have people take care of them. And I just am having a moment. I don't know if it's, like, TikTok or what, but it's everything's making me feel old. And I just don't want to get to that level.
Wait, that's so sad.
I'm, like, going through this whole, like, crisis of, like, feeling old.
Are you, like, really down about it?
No, I'm really not down about it. I'm just being dramatic. But I do, like, you know, I, like, feel sometimes it's like you just all of a sudden realize, because they were saying in the movie, she was saying, like, we've been together for 65 plus years, and yet it feels like it just happened yesterday. And it's like you don't realize how time's going by. I don't know. It was, like, emotional. But it's really sweet.
Wait till you have kids.
Like, it's a great documentary.
And then you watch time go by, and it's amazing.
Is it? Does it make it better when you have kids, or is it more like...
obviously, it does in so many ways. But in terms of aging, you really just feel it happening. Because it just feels like a week ago that there were just little babies that I could hold in my arms, and now they're throwing it back on TikTok. So it's really amazing how fast it goes.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget that, oh, that's how fast I'm going to.
Yeah.
It's like that phrase, like, the days are long, but the years are, like, short.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm, like, 23 still.
I know, but you know what, though? I do believe that a lot of it is, like, mentality. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel...
Totally.
I mean, I don't even know how old I feel, to be honest. But, like, I feel alive. I feel vibrant. And I'm feeling things that I, like, haven't felt in a long time. And I think it's because I'm, like, stripping back things. Like, I just chopped off my nail. It's disgusting. But, like, I just chopped off all my acrylics. And I'm just feeling, like, very, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say myself because I've always been, like, myself. But, like, just very alive and, like, happy to be that way.
I love that. I would love to have my nails done right now, though. So I do disagree with you. I'd feel more alive if I had my nails done. But
let me tell you, I got, like, a little, because I went to CVS. And so I was like, I need to get, like, just some things that I don't have for myself. So I went and I got, like, a little mani pedicure kit. And I tried to cut my own cuticles. And, like, hacked into, like, I'm like bleeding on my like fingers, and I still have acrylics attached to the ends of them. I mean, I'm a mess physically, but like mentally I'm strong, which place to be.
Because you've been in some dark places during this quarantine.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. When the quarantine started, I was mentally dark in a bad place, and it really took a turn.
Becca, that's an interesting question, because it's weird that you say that. In the past 48 hours, I was thinking, how old do I feel? And I think it's around like 31, 32, I think is how I feel. And I don't know how that changes. Like, I don't know, do my parents feel like they're in their 40s? Like, I don't know if that changes as you get older, but obviously I'm a lot older than that, but that's how I feel.
And that's how you're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know if it's just like, I think right now for me, on top of just like the silly things that I'm talking about, I mean, I joke about, like, we talk about TikTok last week and stuff too, but like, I just don't get it, and I don't know how to participate on it in a way that makes it feel like it's me without feeling like I'm trying to be young. Like, I literally feel like a grandma on there.
Can I tell you the two things that always made me feel old?
What?
There's two things that I use as examples of this made me feel old. It's people watching other people play video games.
Oh, man.
Like,
yeah.
On Twitch, like on YouTube, like there's a whole world of people watching other people play video games. That's baffling to me.
Well, that doesn't feel old. That just feels like.
But that's something young people are into, and it's not just that I don't get it. Like, there's plenty of stuff I don't get it. When I say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, that's when I know I'm old. And the other one is ear gauges.
I have those
holes in your ears, like the size of a half dollar or even bigger, the size of a tea plate. When I see those in people's ears, I'm like, oh, man, I'm 100.
I like those ear gauges.
Well, I'm 100, too, if that you like them, Tanya?
I had them for a brief amount of time, like, but you can still see the hole. Mine were like the size of pencils, I guess.
That's small.
Because I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm very alternative, and I wanted to rebel because I was very hardcore in high school, and then I took them out.
My best friend in San Diego, King, he had ones that were like half a dollar size, and then he took them out, and he had to get his.
You have to get them cut and stitched.
I think
you had to cut them and then stitch them back up. I've had a lot of friends do that too.
Your alternative friends.
Very, you know, me and my alt crew. I took mine. I had cubic zirconia plugs in mine, so it just looked like big old diamonds. And I went to a punk rock show, and someone kicked me in the head, and one of them flew out. And after the show, I was like looking for it on the ground, and I had this like epiphany, and I'm like, am I on my hands and knees in a auto garage, like looking for a cubic? This is stupid. And I took the other one out and threw it away, and I never looked back.
That was it.
That was it for me.
Wow, what a great story!
You know, we've all got to grow up sometime.
You know, it's true. Oh, but one of my favorite quotes from the documentary, and then we can move on. She says, "Someone's talking to her, and he's like, yeah, you broke the rules." And she was like, "Yeah," and then she's like, "I broke the rules. And that's why I'm happy." And I was like, that's so cool. Like, sometimes we're like so worried about like following the constructs that we're like told to follow. And we live a life that's not happy or fulfilling. And I thought that was such a great quote of being like, sometimes like your happiness depends on you going against the grain.
And like that's making making your own rules, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't need to live by your rules. I'm going to live by mine.
Because when you look at history, it's like it's almost as if homosexuals didn't exist in the 1800s and the early 1900s. But the truth is they existed as much as they do now, and they had two choices, live in the shadows or live a lie.
Yeah.
And those are not good choices.
Yeah.
But that's how it was for decades and centuries, and that's such a tragedy.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And to be honest, and I don't know if they did it this way or this is just how I perceived it, but it didn't feel like, I didn't feel depressed or sad watching that aspect because I felt like they lived a great life together and they loved each other so much that it wasn't like, I'm sure, obviously, it would have been so much easier if they could have just been out and lived their life freely. But in my mind, I took it as, like, we did what we had to do to survive, and we had a great life together, and, like, we loved each other so much, and we still love each other. But, yeah, it was like, really sweet and cute and just emotional.
I want to watch that.
But anyways, yeah. On the flip side, there's, have you watched, did you finish Too Hot to Handle?
No, I'm going to finish it. When am I going to finish it? Tonight. Probably next week.
It's just a TV show, right?
What?
You can't find an hour in the next few days?
How much more do you have?
Well, I have one episode. I just have the finale. But I have Red Star coming to me for a few days. And so when he's here, I only watch shows that we watch together.
When you say it like that, it sounds like you're expecting that time of the month.
Yeah, Red Star.
Sorry, I can't watch the show. Red Star's coming to visit for a few days. It's a big trip.
So, like, yeah. We watch Schitt's Creek, or we watch, we did Tiger King together. But we finished that. And then, or we watched, like, a movie, like a documentary. We watched, like, a vegan documentary that I didn't eat meat for the next day. And, you know, it's just like.
Wow. Impactful.
For one 24 day.
24 hours.
Impactful. Really, yeah. Really got her to rapport.
Those animals can take care of themselves after a day. I'm good.
It's called.
She went to In-N-Out the next day.
Animal style's so good.
It's a documentary called Forks Over Knives, and it's really, really good and really powerful. But I find that I don't eat a ton of meat, but I think for me to say I'm never going to eat it again is a little robust. Is that the right word?
It applies, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, it works. There's probably better options, but it works.
So yeah, I probably won't watch it for a few days, but that's okay.
So tell us about, like, you know, are you loving it? Is it great?
Did you finish it, Becca?
Yeah.
And?
I did. I mean, it's great. I mean, it was great, like, mindless TV. And Netflix is killing it with, like, reality TV. They had Love is Blind and now this one. I'm also watching Bachelor Listen to Your Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it? Like,
I'm doing it willingly. I'm not even, like, feeling forced. I get excited about it because I am just, like, you know, Monday night having the, like, Bachelor to look forward to is something that's part of a routine, I think. And, like, even though it's not quite the same, it gives me the feel.
I actually, like, I enjoyed Too Hot to Handle a lot because the first episode I was like, there's no way I'm going to like these people or, like, want to invest. And then I really started to turn for me. And, like,
who do you like?
Harry. Like, I hated him the first episode. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a gem. What a hot gem. You don't like him?
No, to me, I just thought I, like, knew. In my mind, I'm like, I know that personality so well of, like, guys that are just so annoying, but they're so likable, even though you want to hate them. They're just, like, funny, and, like, you're just kind of like, ugh. Like, I almost used to feel that way about Dean.
Sorry. I'm excited about Too Hot to Handle. Ignore me.
Easton's barking again. But I remember being like, Dean's just, like, so silly. He's, like, the guy that will never settle down. He's so cute and charming. You know, like, you just didn't really take him seriously, but he's so great.
That's right.
That's how I felt about, that's kind of how Harry grew.
Yeah,
and,
like, I love the fact that they use this weird, like, Alexa-looking, like, device to give them rules and, like, teach them lessons. Like, it's so 2020, but, like, I don't know. I just loved it.
Yeah, I really liked it, too. My only thing with these Netflix shows is, how do they do a second season? Because what was so cool about it is that no one knew going on that they weren't going to be able to do
anything. I almost hope that they don't do second seasons of any of these things, because I feel like the people on them are purists. You know what I mean? Like, they don't know if the show is going to be hot. They don't know if it's going to flop. They don't know anything, but they're down for the experiment and they're down for it. You know what I mean? Whereas I feel like next season, if they do a Love is Blind, all these people are just going to want, you know what I'm saying? Like,
there's no wrong reasons kind of a thing.
Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's true. And the Love is Blind people, I mean, they were together for what, like a year and a half or something before the show even came out, and no one knew anything. And then their lives are changed forever.
And you're liking Listen to Your Heart, because Ben Higgins on Almost Famous has made no secret of the fact that he is watching out of obligation because he hosts a podcast about The Bachelor shows.
Okay, so here's my thing. It is so cringe. Like, it is to where I'm like, my body's tense watching because I'm so uncomfortable. But in the best way for me. Like, there's something about watching something that cringe that's, like, satisfying. And it's enough drama that I'm, like, you know, I'm like, oh, no, she did not just do that. You know, I find myself feeling emotions towards these people. But I think what I've realized with The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise, why people are so drawn to them is because they know the people. Like, they've already followed their story. This is why the Bachelor producers choose someone that someone already knows instead of choosing random people, because people are so invested. And that's why people aren't as excited about Listen to Your Heart or invested, because they don't know any of these people. They're all like brand new.
I enjoyed the first two episodes. I watched the first two and then I kind of fell off because I think I just like, I don't know. I forget what day. I just forget like the days, but I'm going
No, yeah, I guess you're right. You forget what day it is. Yeah,
it's yeah, like it's like I know Monday through Friday is Monday through Friday, but I'm not totally sure what day of the week it is in those days. but I'm down to keep going because I did enjoy the first two episodes.
It's like days you do radio and days you don't do radio.
That is exactly it. That's exactly it.
I wonder if Ben Higgins doesn't like it because it's, I will say, the relationship aspect of it feels very not natural. It doesn't, it feels very forced to me. Like, no one feels
like they actually
like
love each other.
I mean, well, they just met, so like they actually like each other. They're just like, you're a good singer, I think that you can help me out, so I'm gonna choose you.
He said that he doesn't understand why he's watching. Like, he doesn't see the point. Like, the point of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette is to find love for this person that we ostensibly care about. He doesn't understand the point of this show and why he's watching it.
Well, no, because the people who get chosen at the end as, like, the best singers who, like, have the most chemistry get, like, a deal, a record deal and get to tour or something, which they don't now, but they were going to.
Back when tours were a thing.
I mean, listen, it's passing the time. And I'm thankful. For one, I am thankful that somehow the producers of The Bachelor knew that we'd be in a pandemic state. And they provided content.
Well, and
for
now
us.
This summer, they're doing The Bachelor's Greatest Hits, or whatever they're calling it. The Bachelor, the most unforgettable ever. So, do you think you'll be featured on that?
I was pretty forgettable in my season of The Bachelor.
That's
like,
not true,
because
they brought you back.
So
you couldn't
not.
Have been forgettable if they brought you back the next season.
Becca, you're just unforgettable human.
It's not TV worthy, though. I didn't do anything worth TV.
What about when you was? Didn't you have a problem like finding like Indiana on a map or something? Was that?
Yeah, that was.
That could end up on there.
And to be honest, I took a quiz the other day, a BuzzFeed quiz. About
I've taken that
states,
one.
And of the Midwest, Indiana's the only one I got right because that scarred me.
I wouldn't do well in that situation either. So,
yeah, that was rough. But yeah, I'm going to be very excited to tune into
that
as well.
Wait, so what are they
doing?
They're like making people rehash old drama?
Well, it's 10 episodes, but it's basically a clip show. It's basically highlights of the greatest moments of all these years. But it's going to be 3 hours every Monday night. Man,
3 hours?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh my God.
Here it is. The 10-episode summer series titled The Bachelor, the Most Unforgettable Ever will be hosted by Chris Harris and air for 3 hours Monday nights starting June 8th from 8 to 11. And they announced that Wednesday and they were hoping The Bachelorette would be there, but it's not going to be. So here we are.
And I'm just like so excited for Claire. Like,
About her. I think they'll do it. So.
Yeah, they have to. She needs her chance. She needs her.
I don't know why they're not doing it now. Seriously. Get her at home, doing Zoom dates. We're all watching. I think it's great. And then while they're doing the Zoom dates, they're quarantined for 21 days or whatever it is, the whole process to play out. And then at the end of 21 days, those people are allowed to actually be together in the what do you call it?
The Bachelor Mansion.
No, the suites.
Oh, the fantasy suites?
The fantasy suites.
The fantasy suites?
Because they've all been quarantined, so it's safe.
They go from Zoom? Oh, my God.
No? Nobody else likes this idea?
Well, I heard what they're going to do. No. No, I don't. Wow. I went to see them, like, awkwardly interacting.
I was into it. For, like, the limo. Like, I thought, like, she initially meeting them over FaceTime would be kind of fun and cute. But then when you...
No! The limo entrances are like the
I know, but
best.
Imagine them having to do that on Get Creative via Zoom. That would be gold.
I'm just over Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's like
I'm tired of seeing everything. I want to see real interaction.
I know. I get it. I'm with you.
Hi, Phoebe. Yeah, so I'm hoping that they, like, I read somewhere that maybe they'll quarantine in, like, a like location that's maybe, I don't know, I'm thinking like an island somewhere, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe they'll stay in the United States probably, but anyways, go somewhere, they're all just like in the same property, whatever, and they're just like going on mini dates wherever they can.
Yeah.
And making the most of it.
They should do that. They should have immediately taken all the contestants and put them in a resort completely quarantined for a month or whatever they're comfortable with, and then just do the show.
Give them tests. Give them some.
Test them.
So romantic.
Yeah. Every great love story starts with a nasal
and
swab.
Some STD texts.
Well, both. Why not? I mean, you know.
I do. Okay. I do want to know, though, if anybody's listening and they are dating during this time. Like, I think at, like, in the beginning of the pandemic, it's like cute because, like, you meet somebody on a dating app and you can, like, talk to them and you can set up some FaceTime dates and stuff like that. But we don't know when this is going to be over and when we can actually, like, be out and about. So it's like, I'm wondering at what point do you give up or do you just keep FaceTime dating them for however long? Like, I'm just very curious about that. You know what I mean?
Yes. And I'm curious about people who have been dating not very long, like within a relationship for 3 months or something.
Yeah.
Like,
and now they're
me.
Quarantined. Yeah. But you're seeing each other. Like, the people that are stuck on video after a very short amount of time or 6 months or whatever, I think that's got to be very difficult because it's too soon to move in together, but it's not soon enough to be completely separated indefinitely.
Right.
Oof. I mean, I would be just using this time to make myself better. I would have no desire to be dating over
I have
the
had a lot of
FaceTime
people
right
like, reach
now.
Out to me and send me photos of them doing Calling in the One. So that's been, like, really,
I know.
So many people have been telling me that.
I would be working on self-growth, doing some journaling, reading some books, so that when the time comes, I'm ready to go. I know who I am.
It's like we're all caterpillars right now. And we're just these caterpillars, and we're living in our homes, which are our cocoons. And we're growing and we're learning about ourselves and we're doing these things. And then eventually we're going to be let out and we're all going to be these beautiful butterflies that get to fly around. And we've gone through transformations and we get to be together and fly together.
Aww.
Mm.
We'll have masks on, but we're butterflies. Powerful.
Yeah, we're butterflies.
Way to make it
masks.
Dark, Mark.
Just saying.
I did a IG live for Revolve with Nick Viall last night, and we were talking about just like how dating, a girl wrote in and she was like, what do you do if you go on a first date with someone and there's no like, you say exactly what you want and then they are not into it, or something, basically saying, like, you know, there's people who go in and they're like, kind of, Tanya, I almost feel like you're this way a little bit, but I think you're more willing to give people a chance than you maybe realize or something. But you go in and you're like, this is who I am. This is what I like to do. I go to church. Like, you lay it all out there on the first date. And like, I feel like for the most part in the past, if they didn't necessarily line up, you were kind of like, all right, that's not my guy.
That's pretty accurate.
But I do feel like with Red Star, I don't know if there was any like of those red flags or things, but there were a few things that maybe you're like, I feel like any other guy, you maybe wouldn't have given it a chance, but because you had a connection with him, you were willing to be like, okay, I'm going to get to know him more.
100%.
And I was saying, like, I feel like especially right now, you get on these Zoom dates and you're just, all you have to do is talk. You're not really able to rely on chemistry, really. And I was just going to say, if you're doing this, like, don't write, if you enjoy talking to, if you're able to have a conversation for like a lengthy period of time like this for the first time, give that person a chance, even if they don't check off every single list, because that matters in some capacity if you're able to have a first date over Zoom and it's comfortable.
You know what? That list should just be ripped up into a lot of pieces.
Your list, or you're saying just people's lists?
Just lists in general. Just
both?
Get rid of them. We don't need yeah. lists. We don't need boxes. We don't need any of that stuff anymore.
Wow, she's passionate. The facial expression she has is saying.
We don't need rules. We don't need boxes. We don't need lists. We live for ourselves. For ourselves.
See, it's
because
so...
Because of ourselves.
It's so weird. Because, like, I go back and forth on this battle in my head of living for myself and doing what I want, but also, like, being respectful of other people and following rules to an extent where I'm, like, honoring myself, but also, like, respecting others. It's, like, such a fine line for me, and I don't know if that's because I'm, like, a people pleaser, like, to the extreme as a Enneagram number 9. Where, like, I don't want to upset anyone, so I teeter this line. But I find it so interesting because I read something empowering where I'm like, I'm in control, I'm living for me. And then I'm like, I like the idea of, like, serving others and respecting. I don't know. Like, I walk this really weird
thing. I mean, obviously, I think, like, we're put on this earth to, like, do things for others. So I don't mean like be self-centered and like only do things that benefit yourself. Like, I do think it's important to like help others and do life with other people. But I also think too, at the end of the day, like when you're making decisions about how you want to live your life, and I think it's important to stay true to yourself, because I think the years are going to go by. And cause I have experience.
Don't even get me started on the years.
No, but I'm serious. Like, I have experiences where, like, I have listened to, like, opinions from other people, and it swayed me to do things that I didn't necessarily feel in my heart that I wanted to do, and I ended up really regretting those decisions. And so I think, like, when you really ask yourself and you look inward, you can make these decisions, and then you don't look back with regret, you know? Like, I think that's a huge mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. It's so interesting because the other day when we were promoting the Revolve chat, it said like talking about dating and love and blah, blah, blah. And one of our scrubbers, I guess like her friend sent it to her, the story. And then she responded to me instead of to her friend.
Oh, I love when that happens. I love when that happens.
And she said, interesting. I hope she's honest. And I just responded with, like, an emoji, like doing like this, like, questioning it. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You know, like, apologize. Like, I'm going to send it to my friend. Like, we support you. And I guess, like, I worded it wrong. But my whole thing was, like, me being private about my relationship isn't me being dishonest about my relationship.
True.
Like, I talk about that I'm in a relationship. Like, I don't act like I'm single or talk about anything. It's not dishonest. It's just my decision to keep it private. But I thought it was interesting that she worded it that way.
It is interesting. Because what did the question say? Talk about you were going to talk about your dating life?
No, it just said talking about dating and love and relationships. Like, in general. Like, how Nick does his questions with Nick thing.
It is interesting.
What's interesting? That
she said, I hope she's honest, because it's probably not what she meant. I hope she probably meant like, I hope she shares.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She probably meant this will be interesting if she opens up.
Yeah, I hope she shares and like, yeah. But I just thought it was, I'm like, oh, I wonder if people think that because that privacy means dishonesty.
Yeah, but I mean, I think also people are going to have opinions no matter what you do. You know what I mean? Like, I get people saying all the time to me, why do you keep covering his Red Star's face? Like, it's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. But there is a reason why I'm doing it. And that's for me to know right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not mm-hmm. like, no, like, do I'm not going to be covering his face in photos forever. But like, for the time being, like, that's just like what it needs to be, you know? So it's just like, people are going to constantly have opinions and like things like that.
Yeah.
But you just.
Yeah, I guess to that point is like, people don't always know the whole story. Like, there's a reason why you're private with your relationship, like keeping it more private than you will in the future.
For sure. And more private than I ever have in the past. And I also think it's very layered, but it's also like, I do think like now I'm beginning to kind of feel like these people should earn their way into my life. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know that this dude is going to be here and he's going to be here. He's in my life. You know what I mean? So like, people don't need to see his mm-hmm. face until like,
until you say, I love you.
There you go. Bingo. Yeah. Until it's a little bit more, you know, like of a firmed up thing. Because I think also like, you know, I think I'm just quick to jump to these things because I'm just such like a hopeless romantic and I love it. And like, I remember when I was dating Senora Butterfly and like Becca took like the cutest effing photo of us, like just like on the couch, like looking at each other. And like, I wanted to post those things, you know what I mean? Like, I love love. And like, I love the idea of it. You know what I mean? So it's like, no, I don't want to be covering his face in these photos, but I think just for right now, like, this is what I have to do.
Really quick. Sorry, Tanya, I just know you react to this kind of stuff. Right as you said, Senor Butterfly, Allison, my wife, walked in and brought this dead butterfly into the room.
Wow, that is symbolic.
Very, very symbolic.
Dead? That was powerful stuff right there.
I'm wearing headphones. She can't hear what's being said. Now she's hauling in heavy boxes by herself without any help from me. But
Hold on. Can you hold up that butterfly, please?
I certainly can.
That is symbolism at its finest. That is so freaking funny, Easton. Wow.
It really blew my mind. Anyway, it feels significant.
Yeah.
Wow. That was significant. Wow. Senor Butterfly died in our hearts. It's true though, like I even have moments where like we'll take photos or videos and I like am like, oh, this would be so cute to post. Honestly, in my mind, I know that my like social media, my engagement and my followers would go up if I post it, because that's all people want to see is like relationship. But I'm like, I can't sacrifice like my privacy and my relationship for that reason, you know?
Totally.
I bet. I always wonder when that'll change.
What?
When, like Tanya says, at a certain point, it's going to kind of open up. And I feel the same way about you. I feel like there will be a level achieved and everything's going to open up.
Yeah. It's just going to be people asking till I just can't take it anymore. And I'm just like, here.
I hope that's not what happens.
I'm just kidding. I think it'll just be a point where I'm like, all right, you know, it doesn't affect me whether it's public or not,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, it doesn't change our relationship.
If 95P becomes 100P, that's going to be a level, I think, that allows a lot of more information to come out.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if it's 100P, then that's pretty serious.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macy's.com/giftfinder.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Cassidy had a really interesting question for Tanya that I thought was worth sharing. Have you still been writing in your Dear Future Husband journal, and how has it changed since meeting and dating Red Star?
Oh.
That is an interesting question, because I think the last time I wrote in it was very early stages of when I met Red Star, and I haven't written in it in a while because it is weird because I do think about him. You know what I mean? Like, when I've written in it in the past, I've written in it because I'm, like, questioning things, or it's, like, it's very much, like, a giant question mark, and I don't know, and so it's, like, or I had, like, a really bad date, and it's, like, this guy sucked, and I'm, like, I know that you're going to make me feel like this. You know what I mean? Like, it's always come from either, like, a bad date or, like, a heartbreak or a new, something exciting. So it's, like, I haven't written in it because I'm writing letters to my current boyfriend. Does that make sense?
Wait, like in real life? Or you're saying if you wrote it, you'd be writing letters to your
boyfriend? No, I'm actually in real life writing letters to, like, Red Star. But I'm saying if I wrote in my Dear Future Husband journal right now, I feel like I would be thinking about him. Should I keep writing
so
in it?
So do you think you'll... Do you think you'll transfer the letters to Red Star to the Dear Future Husband journal if Red Star is future husband?
I don't know, because now I'm thinking about it. Actually, somebody sent me this really cute, it was a TikTok, and it was this girl, I'm going to see if I can find it, but she was writing to her future husband. She started writing it in eighth grade. Mm. And the cutest video, because she got married and she gave it to her husband, and so many people sent me this video. It says Dear Future Husband, and it's like literally just like pages and pages and pages of things that she's written, like photos and stuff. and she gave it to her husband and she videotaped his reaction when he read it. It's like the cutest freaking video. So I do want to keep it up because I do want to, I think I like, I eventually want to give it to my husband one day. So I do want to keep it up, but how do I keep writing in it while I'm dating him? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I would just write. I mean, yeah, because like he's not your husband. So I would say like
keep like talk about him and like, oh my gosh, you can't, I can't believe the scavenger hunt that he did for me for Easter.
Yes. So today Red Star and I did this and that and this. And occasionally you might be thinking, I'm starting to think he might be you, or you might, you know, that sort of thing. It's like How I Met Your Mother, you know? And then,
okay. That's actually a really good idea.
The last page is, I don't know. It's you. Yeah. The last page was,
it's been you.
Red Star proposed today. It's you, or something like that. I think that's so sweet.
Oh.
Okay. That's actually, I want to keep writing in it because I do want it to be something like that at the end of the day. So that I'm glad that she asked that question because I haven't been writing in it. But yeah, now I'm going to start again.
Has he been getting closer and closer as he listens to the podcast?
I don't know, man. Stressed about him listening, not going to lie. And this is a new thing because he never did before. And then all of a sudden he's like, this podcast is pretty entertaining. I was like,
well, that's nice.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Yeah.
Pretty entertaining. That's really funny.
I'm like, you're not really our demo. We're not really like, you know, looking for... But,
we'll take all the downloads we can get. Thank you. Leave a review, Red Star, if you get a chance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know this has been covered before, but does he listen to the morning show?
He listens, but his commute and like his now he's not really in the car very much. So he listens, but not quite enough to hear much.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Definitely for the best.
I have one more email.
Yeah.
From Anonymous. I met a guy a couple of years ago at a bar. We quickly hit it off. For the next few months, he would text occasionally. I went to a party he hosted and would hang out when we'd run into each other at bars and whatnot. He then moved to another state, so we didn't really stay in touch. I had just talked to him back in January, and he told me he was moving back to the area in 6 months. Well, we just matched on Hinge, even though we have each other's numbers and Insta and everything else. And we've been chatting. This guy has been the one I have never been able to get off my mind. We have something so different than any other guy I've dated. I want to try to change our casual situation into something more official or have him ask me on a date and whatnot, but unsure how to go about it. Matching on Hinge makes it seem like we're talking with more intention. What do you guys think?
So they already met.
And whatnot.
And they
whatnot.
Hit it off.
A lot of whatnot in this one, yeah.
I know. I'm wondering what the whatnot's about.
I could give her a UTI, I imagine.
But she feels like matching on Hinge made it more intention, more than the...
Because they could just be texting as friends, as casual acquaintances. But the fact that they matched on Hinge, she makes it feel like clearly there's some sort of romantic connection.
Because it's a dating site.
Yes. So I get her point in that because like sometimes I think when you meet a guy like at a bar or in the wild or through friends, sometimes, and I was the same way, like I would always question like, do they just want to be friends or do they like me? Like you don't really know. But when you're on a dating app, I feel like it's more like they're on this to find somebody, to date somebody. So there is more intention about being on the app, but I feel like because they maybe have already like whatnotted, that intention.
We don't know if they've whatnotted.
Right, but I'm saying that intention might not be there with her. Does that make sense?
You know, my thing on this is always you don't know until you give it a shot. Like, why are we just sitting back and waiting for him to ask you out? Ask him out. I mean, I know you can't go anywhere, but.
I mean, now's the time.
Is it, though? Is now the time?
Right? I mean, now is the time to, like, shoot your shot, because if you get rejected, it's like, whatever.
That's true. But you were saying now is the time to work on yourself and become a better person, then worry about that when the world opens up again.
I'm saying, like, intentionally, I mean, she's already met this guy. They've, like, been taught, you know, it's not like he's this brand new person she's getting to know. She, like, she said she hasn't been able to get him off her mind, so that makes it seem more significant to me. But if that's because of what nodding, then...
And also...
I just feel like if they've already hung out and, like, done... Like, if they've already tried hanging out and he's, like, not asking her out, then, like, you don't want that.
But he wasn't living in the area.
Yeah, he's gone.
But he wasn't living in the area.
Plus, guys are the worst. You got to factor that in.
I know, but sometimes they're not the worst. You know?
I also feel like asking him out now is a less pressure situation. You're not saying, let's go to dinner and a movie together. You're saying, hey, let's each get a bottle of wine and drink it together on Zoom or FaceTime or whatever. And I think that's cute, and I think he'd be into that, and I think it's a way to open that door a little bit.
It is a little bit, I feel, less pressure dating right now. It's like, what else are you going to do?
Exactly.
And, like, you can hang up whenever you're, if you're like, I'm
shoot
not
shoot your shot, girl. And whatnot.
All right. Hey, you guys have merch for sale, and people need to know about it, because if there's one thing a scrubber needs to have is the name of this show plastered across their chest or arm.
Yeah, that is true.
If you want to know sizing, by the way, on the sweatshirts, I am a 6 foot tall, 175-pound Caucasian male, and I have a large sweatshirt, and it barely covers my belly button. So,
so size up is what Easton is trying to say. You can get our merch. It's available at myfanthreads.com/scrubbingin, and a portion of all the merch sold will be donated right to the LAUSD to help those in need. So get your merch. Shaka.
And check the social for the link for buying tickets for the Cinco de Scrubbers.
It is going to be so fun. I am so ready. I haven't gotten drunk once in quarantine, and I know with Truth or Drink, I'm going to be drunk on Cinco de Scrubbers
night. I have been doing a lot of drinking in quarantine.
Well, then you're really give her the hard ones, guys. Send her some hard
questions. I don't know if I can drink, though, because of my antibiotics.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, better be honest then when we play that game.
I wonder if I'll be done by then, though. I don't know. TBD. Might be drinking apple cider vinegar, baby. Shaka.
Ooh, that can hurt you, too, from what you said, so.
What?
We'll have to think something else. You said that that can hurt your stomach. It's like too.
Yeah, but I even think putting a drop of that and chugging water with that in it is pretty gross.
Oh, no, we're not going to try and act like that's the same as a tequila shot.
Well, what's gross?
We'll think of something.
Okay. Or I can just, like, answer everything and, like, crush it.
It's often your policy.
Yeah, there I mean, that would be the... that would be the.
Maybe we'll go that route. Maybe we'll go that route.
Scenario.
Oops, all truths.
Yeah, truth or truth.
Truth or truth.
You have one day to get your tickets for Cinco de Scrubbers. So get your tickets and we will see you then. We cannot wait and have a great day. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
When do we all get to see each other again?
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.